First things first, when we're talking about the pasuk of Vahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol meidecha yishalav Hashem, your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your possessions, we need to learn Rashi. So let's get through Rashi before trying to explain a little bit. Vahavta yishalav, asei dvarav, perform his words, his commandments, me'ahava, out of love. Why? Because ein adai ma'isa me'ahava. You just can't compare someone who serves out of love to someone who serves out of fear. One who serves his master, one who serves his master's side out of fear. If the master overburdens him, he leaves and goes off by himself. It's a sifri. Conversely, of course, someone that serves out of love is going to stick with it. It's point number one. With both drives, the Yetzer and the Yetzer Tov. Alternatively, that your heart should not be divided or hamakom about Hashem. Total focus. Even if this is something that would cost us our lives. With all your possessions. Why? Because Yeshecha Adam, there are people. Shama Main Chavan Lav Megufa. Their money is more precious to them than their body. Alternatively, B'chol Ma'edecha, B'chol Midah U'Midah Shemoided Lecha. With each and every measure that he measures out to you. Bei Midah Tova, whether it's a measure of goodness. Bei Midah Peranius, whether it's a measure of punishment. Nonetheless, you love Hashem. Through that, despite that, Chen David, Aimeh, and David the Melech says, Kais Yeshua says, Sa, I'll raise up a cup of salvation. And then he says, Sa, Reyaganem, Sa, I find distress and anguish. There's a huge amount in this Rashi, as one would expect. But perhaps the first things first. Love is a motivator. And when we do things because we want to, and because we understand and appreciate and realize we're in a relationship, and so to speak, we want to make the other person happy, and we're enjoying the pleasure of being in that relationship, that spurs us on to greater things. It means we go above and beyond. We're not just trying to tick boxes. Yaitza. Done. And move on. Scrape by with the bare minimum. When you're in a relationship of love, it's exciting. There's desire there. There's passion there. That's how we're meant to approach Avod Hashem. This is not, to borrow a metaphor, this is not a cross we have to bear. It's about working on and channeling our emotions to drive us in the right direction. And that really is also the idea of B'shnei Yitzrach, to harness the creative power of the Yetzirah, to channel the energy of the Yetzirah. Yetzirah is not a bad thing. Yetzirah, if it wasn't for the Yetzirah, we wouldn't eat, wouldn't procreate. But that idea is to take this drive, physicality, channel that to Avas Hashem as well. And that way, it's a total package of serving Hashem with full focus.